Good afternoon to you, Robin. Lovely to be talking to you. Yes, I was born in Lincolnshire, in Grantham. And then when I left when I was about 8, because my parents then moved to London. But you never forget the area where you were born. And I have a great affection for Lincolnshire. And so I can call myself a Lincolnshire yellowberry, and with some confidence, because it was Grantham where I was born. And I have travelled a lot in my professional work, particularly touring and plays and musicals and things, but never gone up to Louth. So yes, this is going to be a bit of an adventure as well as a joy.
Now, Nicholas, it's wonderful talking to you this afternoon. I just hope we're not going to have any deviation, repetition or hesitation during our chat.
I don't think it matters if we do. I might repeat things to emphasise how good they are. We'll deviate in order to get a laugh. In fact, it's very interesting that that show, which we play for laughs, is the antithesis of how you work comedy. I mean, the essence of good comedy is not... You do repeat things for emphasis. You deviate for effect and hesitate for all kinds of other different comic reasons. Mm. And those are the three things you can't do, and yet the show's a comedy show.
What a wonderful run it's had, hasn't it? Just a minute on
radio.
Well,
we're coming up to the 50th anniversary this year, and they've got all kinds of specials organised for that occasion. I suppose the unique distinction is that I did the original pilot, and I'm still doing the show after 50 years. I didn't really want the job. I was going to be on the panel originally, and Jimmy Edwards was going to be chairman.
Oh, really?
And when they did the pilot, Jimmy was never free, so the producer, young man just down from Cambridge, a very clever young man called David Hatch, came to me and said, Nicholas, we're never going to get it. Would you please do the chairmanship for the pilot? And I pleaded with him. I said, no, I'm not right for that job. I don't want to do it. I really don't. Anyway, he said, I'll do a deal with you. Do the chairmanship for the pilot, and we get the series, you can go on the panel. So on that basis, I accepted. And the pilot actually was a disaster. They didn't want him. It was only because we had a very clever young man in David Hatch who saw the potential and knew if we changed this, that, and the other, we could maybe get a successful show out of him. And they eventually gave him a series. And he came to me, he said, well, I've got the series, but there's only one thing they quite liked about the pilot, and that was your chairmanship. And I said, David, I was awful. He said, I know, but so was everybody else. And so in show business, if you get offered a good job, you don't say no. So I said yes. As I say in my one-man comedy show around the country, I must have done something right, because I'm still doing that same job which I didn't want after 50 years.
I'm sure you're doing everything right. Mm. And I'm old enough just to remember when you were part of... You were actually the guest celebrity on a TV quiz show for my team, Leicester City. I remember it.
A delightful quiz. It was called a sort of sporting quiz, where each football team coming from a certain county went on a quiz, which was maybe a sporting quiz, but they had one showbiz celebrity as a guest with them on the team. Mm. And Leicester City approached me because I was born in Lincolnshire. Mm. And I remember it very well, and we did quite well in the in the show. And they made me a member of Leicester City Football Supporters Club. And I've got a lovely plaque, a crest, in my office with the foxes on it and everything. And I followed their fortunes and was excited beyond words when they won the championship last year. Wasn't that a wonderful moment?
It was wonderful. Quizball was the show, wasn't it? Let's talk a little about this big night coming up for Hamilton Productions. Now, you and the gang there, and I've been to see their production of Steptoe and Son. It was a classic comedy evening from the Galton and Simpson stable as well. You share a passion for classic comedy. Nicholas, what's happened to it? What's happened to all those classic comedy shows?
Well, you can still see some of them. But I think, things change and people move forward. Are you suggesting from that remark that they're not writing and performing or creating such wonderful classic comedies as they did in the past?
Well, I'm wondering, where are the script writers? Where are the Galton and Simpsons and so forth?
Yes. I mean, we had Johnny Spate, who wrote the Arthur Haynes show, which was very successful for 10 years. Mm. And then he went on to write Until Death Us Do Part and other shows. But, it's interesting. There was a great desire around the 60s, really. That was a great era for it. And they had situation comedies and scripted comedies with Hancock's Half Hour. Mm. And they started in radio, you see. But radio doesn't have quite the same pull as it used to have. And, the great comedy shows of the past, from like Itmar and Around the Horn I was in one of them, wasn't I? What's that? Much Binding of the Marsh.
Yes.
And they grew up, the writers did, in that scripted comedy area, and they went naturally to television. But now it's more sort of comedy quiz shows. And, you know, there's some wonderful comedy quiz shows like Would I Lie to You and things like that, which I think is brilliant. But this is where they've been, and just a minute, you see, it's all, nowadays, it's spontaneous comedy.
Yes.
And ad lib, improvised comedy, is the flavour of the month at the moment. The scripted comedy is disappearing. At the moment, it's in a lull.
It's going to be a special night for Hamilton Productions, a special night for you, I suspect, as well, being part of their 10th anniversary. How important a part does live theatre play in the local community, Nicholas?
Oh, I think it's absolutely vital. And when I do my one-man comedy show, which I do around the country, I always finish up by appealing to the public to support their theatre. Because I said, if live entertainment, as we call it, which is playing to an audience in a theatre, dies, then the quality of all entertainment will suffer accordingly. And it's always very good when they do turn out and leave their television sets and come and see a live show. There's nothing replaces the contact with the performers on the stage. I mean, there's some great shows on celluloid. I mean, and some great films are made, but there's something different. There's a magic. I mean, I was in the theatre last night watching a big charity show for the Lords and Lady Tavernors. It was actually for the Lady Tavernors at the Theatre Royal Haymarket. And it was wonderful. It was so exciting. Everything was live. Everything was happening there and then at that moment. I think that was part of it. And Leslie Garrett hosted the whole thing, and she was wonderful. And they have they had two bands on and a choir, and it was a glamorous show. But it was in the theatre. You were part of an event. And this is what's so exciting, and that's what will be exciting in life when I come up there. I will be in the theatre, on the stage, talking to the audience, telling them some of the wonderful stories from my years in show business, anecdotes, which so I know they're funny, because I've been telling them for quite a long time in my comedy show, and I hope they'll find them just as funny in life.